Okay, so I have a question. Have you ever experienced any of the big three, fight, flight, or freeze? You're probably familiar with the feeling. I did not realize that I was experiencing one of them without me even knowing it. It happened yesterday when I found out about it, which is wild because I've done a lot of this kind of work, but it was quite the revelation, and I wanted to tell you about it today. Before I get there, though, I do need to play some ads to keep the lights on here at BTYHQ. So you're going to hear some ads. I'll probably have a far chirpier voice selling you something, and then I'll be back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
G'day, this is Better Than Yesterday, helping you make today better than yesterday since 2013. Wow, thanks for being here. My name's Oshie Ginsberg. I'm a podcaster. I'm a best-selling author. I'm a husband. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. I am a person who goes to pick up his son from daycare on a bicycle, which I adore. Love doing. I absolutely love doing it. And we ride with a Bluetooth speaker in the bottle cage. It's not a far ride. It's maybe 5 minutes. So it's like one good song and a bit there and back. And when we got on the car, on the bike today, we were listening to Can't Get You Out of My Head this morning. And when we pulled up in front of daycare, we had to have a dance party because it came on and he just started dancing. I didn't even tell him to dance. He just heard it. Boom, 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 boom. And he just started boogieing. It's like, now that's a hook. If you get a 4-year-old to dance without even ever hearing the song before. And so I started playing that egg and he goes, no, I want the Baby Ah song. I said, which one? He goes, Baby Ah. Sing it to me. Baby, baby, oh. I was like, okay. Where did you hear that? One of my teachers was playing it. Okay. So I'm a person, aside being a husband, dad, stepdad, author, podcaster, etc. I am a person who sang Justin Bieber's Baby all the way home and I haven't heard it in such a long time. And it's a really good pop song. But I still can't believe that Ludacris was in that and the Fast and Furious films. What a career you've had, Luda. What a career. We have a new website. It's very exciting. It's oshieginsberg.com. I've had a few iterations of this, but I finally found something that I can actually adjust and adapt myself. I had paid people to build it for me, but then I had to, business model is very interesting. I had to pay them to adjust it because they built it quite complicated and I didn't know how to fix bits that didn't look like I wanted them to. But finally, we have a website. Thank goodness. And that's been interesting because I like to learn how to do new things. I'm a curious person. I like to figure things out. I like to know how things work. And yesterday, I learned a few different things. I learned rainbow lorikeets have hairy tongues. I also learned that rainbow lorikeets mate for life. I learned that today. So beautiful. And another thing I learned yesterday is that I have a hidden trauma response that has been playing havoc with my life, yet I did not know it. It's never been identified before. I found it out yesterday. This is not to say that my previous psychiatrists and psychologists haven't done excellent work. They have. I am alive because of the incredible work that they have done, and I'm very grateful for it. But I've recently been doing some work with a new therapist, and this person works in a very interesting way. It's something I've never experienced. This person likes to work in these massive 6-hour long sessions. We literally spend the day together. I have never experienced working with someone like that before. I've only ever seen my mental health professionals in 1-hour blocks or half hour blocks sometimes, or in the States, 55 minutes. That's it. But we do this, you know, these massive 6-hour long sessions. And it's incredible because something that I mentioned as a part of answering one of her questions at 8:45 in the morning, it was held in this kind of cloud of context that existed between the two of us all day long. She was able to hold this space of everything that we'd talked about, now going into a pool of resources we could draw on, and it kept building and we could use everything that we had been speaking of through the day. So something I'd mentioned at 8:45 was still there, so that when I'm reacting to something she's asking me at 2 p.m., she is quite effortlessly able to draw a link between those two things in a way that nobody has before. It is a profoundly effective way of doing this kind of work. It works because she's seeing my symptoms and my behavior patterns play out in real time. So she doesn't have to 100% rely on me reporting how something felt or what I did, because memory is not perfect when it comes to recall. Or, you know, my self-reporting of my own behavior is perhaps not accurate. The chances of one of my less than helpful symptoms showing up in context, because we're working together for so long, is much, much higher. And when it does happen, she's actually getting a real-life example of this thing happening in situ. But again, it's not to say that my other doctors haven't been amazing. They all have, and I will still see them. This person and I are working on something different. Different horses for different courses, man. But these doctors aren't with me when I'm upset or I'm annoyed or I'm confronted or I'm sad. So there was this moment yesterday, the therapist, she's very good and she's quite experienced and quite wonderfully, she worked me like a, you know, like an interrogator, I guess, because we were talking about some pretty deep stuff and we were talking about a particular experience I'd had. And she said, well, what do you think that person needed? And bear in mind, I'm the guy who just last week talked about working on my ability to see things from another perspective. I did a whole show on Friday all about that. Now, when I'm in a cool state, like now talking to you, it's very simple for me to begin, you know, working towards what something looks like from another angle. And I can find it easier and easier to do that as I understand more and more about where others are coming from. And I'd make it a habit to try and figure that out. However, when I think about it, yesterday, the therapist was able to, you know, now think of what she did. She very gently and slowly escalated me into a state of emotional arousal, quite deliberately, I'm assuming. She asked deeper and deeper questions, and things were getting more and more intense. And then when she popped the question, what do you think that person would have needed? I was unable to respond. I couldn't make words come out of my mouth. And after I sat in silence for a bit, I remembered to notice what was happening. And I was able to say something to her like, I somehow can't find words. I go to use emotional language and I've suddenly forgotten any word that describes an emotion. I don't know what's happening. It was, to be honest, it was a little like I fell skiing in about 2012, I think, and I knocked my head really bad. And I had about 200 words or 100 words for about 3 days. You know, I found it really, really hard to find nouns. So I didn't know what was happening, but I was able to at least say, I've forgotten every word that describes emotion. I don't know what's going on. And so we stopped pursuing the angle we were doing. I think she was working me towards this moment, to be honest, which I love. And I down-regulated a bit. And while I was doing that, she was explaining to me what was going on. She told me what I was experiencing was the freeze response. It's the third F after fight or flight. So looks like I've got some work to do on previous trauma in my life, because this thing, this inability to speak in an intense emotional moment, it's been playing havoc with my life for a long time. I can distinctly remember moments where an ex, unfortunately more than one, I'm sorry to say, accused me of being a robot, being an emotionless human incapable of empathy. I've stood in kitchens of apartments watching someone I care about scream at me, demanding to know an emotional answer to a question, and I'm unable to actually say anything. Not only that, I'm exhibiting no perceivable external signals that I actually feel anything inside. It's no wonder they broke up with me. Like I said, there was more than one. Now, once the therapist kind of identified this is what's happening, it's a freeze response, I said, well, you know what was interesting? On 9/11, when I was in New York City, I had a nap. I was the most terrified I'd ever been in my life, and I couldn't stop myself from falling asleep. I slept for hours. She goes, yeah, of course you did. Now, I'm trying to see this not as a bad thing. This thing that we've identified, I'm trying to see it as really good information, because at least now I know what that thing is. I'm 50 and I never understood why it happened. I remember it happening. It's happened heaps. But now I know what it is. It's a fabulous chance to be really surgical about which bits I need to work on and which things I can unpack with my therapist, because I never would have known this happened had we not done this enormous 6-hour session. To be honest, I feel like working in that intensity with someone should happen more. You know, 55 minutes of time is barely enough time to get through anything. And I pity the shrink who has to see 26 other people every week before they see you again in a month. Like, how are they going to remember the micro expressions your left eye did that gave away something deeper was going on when they mentioned high school? All right. But if you've been with each other all day, you can really build that, again, that cloud of context. So I've spent today really wanting to understand what this thing is and why. Well, it sucks because it rhymes, but I remember it because it does. Name it to tame it. All right. So there's actually a scientific name for the freeze response, the fight, flight, and freeze. There's a scientific name for it. It's called tonic immobility. It is a natural survival mechanism which is triggered by our nervous system in the face of extreme danger. It is not cowardly, nor is it uninterested. It is a thing our bodies do as a last resort, try to keep us safe. So what's behind a freeze response? How could this possibly be practical? It's important to remember, and this is a bit of a head fuck if you've never really considered it. Physiologically, you and I are no different to the Homo sapiens that emerged 300,000 years ago. All right. If we pulled one of these people out of a glacier, there'd be differences. They'd probably be smaller because of caloric differences and certain other things. But those differences would be minor at best. The brain that you and I go through life with had its last hardware update in a world that was covered in ice, which would lead to wildly fluctuating sea levels, massive amounts of migration, instability, dense forests, expansive savannas, and open woodlands. All of this covered in saber-toothed giant cats that really like to eat people, hyenas, wolves who would like to do the same, and to be honest, other humans who are competing for resources. It was a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous place. You and I are only alive because even the very bravest of us, every one of us is the descendant of the jumpiest, most frightened Homo sapiens. All right? Those who did not feel a rush of anxiety when the bushes rustled as they walked past ended up being dinner for something or someone. Those who did feel that rush of anxiety and prepared to fight it off or run away or hide or freeze, they're the ones who survived. We carry those patterns of behavior. So it was really very useful. So what causes it? Well, when that bush rustles in a way that you remember, oh, that noise usually means death. The amygdala, which is the cranky little almond-shaped boss of your brain, that's right at the brainstem. It's very, like the top of your cervical spine. It's like the very bottom of your skull is where that is. That just hits the panic button and takes over completely. Your prefrontal cortex shuts off. Forget it. Adrenaline starts pumping out of your adrenal glands like you've had 10 espresso shots all at once. So your heart rate spikes, your breathing increases, make you hyper aware, right, of everything around you, rightly so. Not only do you get the shot of the upper, you also get a chaser. Your body's got this stress hormone called cortisol. Floods into your system. Cortisol is kind of like the project manager for the body. It directs all the other systems getting into work. So it pumps up your blood sugar so you have a quick burst of energy to use to fight or run away. It also tells your immune system, take a back seat. Fighting bacteria takes a lot of energy. There's no point fighting bacteria if we're dead, so just hold off. All kinds of other bits shut off. Now, you have felt this. You are wired for action. But all that adrenaline and that cortisol, it can leave you feeling shaky, sweating, nauseous. Think of when you finished your talk at school and I said, okay, well, then go sit down. You're back at your desk and your hands are shaking, all right? It's your body still on alert, even though the peril or the threat has passed. So how then, with all those uppers being pumped into your system, how can you possibly freeze? How can you possibly suddenly go still? Think of the world that our brains were made to survive in. If a carnivorous predator had us cornered, we can't fight it alone, we can't outrun it, what's our next best defense? Play dead. Generally, unless they're scavengers, generally predators don't like to eat dead things. It's not good for you. They like a fresh kill. If you're immobile, you're less attractive. So if an escape or a defense is impossible, what happens is your parasympathetic nervous system kicks in. It temporarily shuts down all our non-essential functions. So your muscle activity decreases, your heart rate slows down, your breathing becomes shallow. And it's in moments like this, your speech can start to become affected so that the temporary shutdown of all those functions, it involves as well the diaphragm, your vocal cords can make it difficult to speak. People can be slurry, you can be mumbled. The other thing that can happen is cognitive block, which is when you're so overwhelmed, the stress response can really cloud your thinking and makes it difficult to formulate words or even sentences. And when you combine that with emotional shutdown, it makes it really hard to express or access feelings verbally or any other way. Now, this is all very, very familiar. You know, reading about this today, I found out about this today. Okay, that's good. This is exactly describing the thing that I didn't know I had, and there it is. So besides getting yelled at by ex-girlfriends in your kitchen, for me, it was different kitchens, different women, but the same words, I'm sorry to say. What else can this thing do to us? Well, particularly in people who have this as a kind of lingering trauma response, it can lead to things like difficulty speaking up for yourself at home or at work, struggling to express yourself emotionally. Now, what that can look like, and my therapist explained that it's one of the reasons that sometimes people struggle to leave relationships which are unhealthy, because in that moment of intensity that comes with the confrontation of actually leaving, they're unable to speak or unable to actually take action. This is why predatory people often target those who are vulnerable, because they freeze when cornered, to be honest. And it makes sense, because it also happens in the animal kingdom. Some animals exploit this freeze response and turn it on in other animals they're trying to eat. It's nuts. I'll tell you in a moment, and I'll also talk to you about some of the ways that might be a pathway out of this, but I do need to play some ads to pay the people that help me make this show. So I'll be back in a sec.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Thanks for sticking around. I was talking about the freeze response and how the freeze response is often exploited by nefarious humans who only target vulnerable people who just kind of freeze and they can't really fight back. They want to, but their body prevents it. It's not because they don't want to get out of there. They just sometimes can't, which is horrible, but it makes sense when you think about it. And the behavior actually also happens in the wild, the same behavior. The great white shark, the apex predator of the sea, the beautiful, massive death machine that it is, if you flip a great white shark on its back, you can induce the tonic immobility response. You can turn on the freeze response in a great white shark. Now, researchers do this when they want to tag them. They call them hypnotizing, but it's not. It's just turning on this tonic immobility. But I watched a video today of orca in South Africa, killer whales. I watched a video of an orca flipping over a great white shark to induce tonic immobility and then taking a bite out of it just above its right dorsal pectoral fin, because that's where the liver is, and then just letting the shark carcass go. I also learned today that orcas like shark livers, but that's nuts, right? The orca can just go boink, flip this shark on its back. Thank you very much. You're not going to fight me now. Chomp. Amazing. But this is an evolutionary response. It isn't to do at all with the content of your character or my character or anything like that. And I really started thinking then about, you know, war movies, when a soldier's called a coward. And that particular moment, right, if you remember Saving Private Ryan, when everything totally goes to shit and they're in the city and everything's in rubble and Adam Goldberg has ended up in his hand-to-hand fight upstairs with the German guy, and his mate is coming up the stairs, the one with all the bullets around his neck. But he's terrified. His hands are shaking. He can hear the fights, but he eventually stops. And the two shouting voices become one shouting voice. And he can't move. Goldberg is killed by the German soldier who then walks past him on the stairs, and he can't even move. He wouldn't have started walking up there if he didn't intend to help, but his body just took over and stopped him. Really tough, especially when you consider that in both World War I and World War II, soldiers who were perceived as cowards were executed for something called failure of nerve, which is terrible stuff, because the freeze response is not a moral failing. It is a very complex biological mechanism. So I'm really grateful that I'm not going to face that consequence for not being able to find words when I need to, but I still do not like it happening to me, and I'd rather not stand in my kitchen again and not have something to say or look like I care, because I do, and I do, but it doesn't happen. And me being me, I then asked my shrink, okay, so what now? What do we do about this? And she kind of laughed. But thankfully there's work to do, and thankfully brains are malleable things, and with practice, new thinking patterns can become automatic. So I know it won't always be like this, I won't always have this thing, but I do know it's a fair bit of work, and that's okay. I'm prepared to do it. I've done it before. I'll do it again. And look, I'm lucky because I may as well have something healthy to point my OCD at. You know, what's something positive it can do? Yeah, work on this thing. Off you go. Stop thinking about if my dogs can remember songs. Yeah, I know. I think about that shit sometimes. So, you know, the first part there is I'll be using a lot of that noticing thing that I've been talking about. Very useful. And apparently what I need to look for is it'll help me identify when things are starting to escalate. Because now I know what starts to happen once I get more. I wasn't realizing that this is playing a role in my life. I just know that there's a part of a disagreement when things just go terribly bad. And it's usually triggered by that. So when things start to escalate, I'll know, oh, hang on, I need to kind of keep it calm here. And so hopefully I'll be able to downregulate a bit more before I start going quiet. And that, you know, involves grounding things like feeling my feet in my socks, feeling the shirt on my back, count 20 things that I can hear, that sort of thing. All that sort of stuff, it gets my nervous system back involved. gets me back in the room, gets my thinking back in the room. And I'll keep you posted about that because I'm honestly really freaking grateful to have discovered this. It's like being, when I found out I was celiac, I was like, thank fuck I know. Because I didn't know. I didn't have any symptoms. I was just going to eventually become osteoporotic and have cognitive dysfunction. But luckily I found out. But now I know what that thing is and I know it's waiting for me if I let myself get too aroused in an emotional sense. I'm able to be aware of it. I'm able to take steps to avoid it and hopefully with a bit more work to unpack the stuff that's been causing it, might be able to see how things can go from here. Now, it might take a couple 6-hour sessions, but I might need a little bit of a time, a few more weeks to get, because it was a lot, man. It was intense. It was excellent, but it was a lot. It was like if you've ever eaten a massive meal at a birthday or something, you're like, you want breakfast today? Nah. What are you having for lunch? Nothing. I can't really eat today. It's a bit like that. If any of this sounded familiar, I'd be grateful to know, because reading up about it today, the things that I was reading sounded to be so commonly experienced by people that made me think, oh, fucking awesome. It's not just me. This is good. But I'd love to know. You can let me know on Instagram. Also, we have a new website. My goodness. OsherGinsberg.com. There's a mailing list. You can leave a review. It's great. And if this episode helped you at all, please like it, share it, comment it, review it, subscribe. Please subscribe. If this was helpful at all, please do send it on to somebody. Even if it's like, hey, you know that thing that I do sometimes? Yeah. Listen to this. This explains it. That's, people do that with these podcasts. And I'm grateful to be of service. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. Thank you very much. Andy Ma cut this one episode today. Boy, this is one of the longer ones on a Monday, but I appreciate this, Andy. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to have you back. Monica Chapman produced us. Mikey Ward did the video post. Jez Fenton Menzies worked on the copy. Tohider made all the music, and you are here. I'm thanking you for listening, because without you, there is no show. So do jump on to OsherGinsberg.com. Get on the mailing list. Jez is helping me with that. It's really, really good. I'm so finally happy. I finally got the fucker up. I'm back here on Wednesday. Tracy Hall's here. If you know anything about Tracy Hall, I'll leave you do some Googling, but if there's one person that knows a thing or two about trauma recovery, it is Tracy Hall. Oh, yeah. It's a killer chat. I can't wait for you to hear it. I'll see you then.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloane Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloane.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top, only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.